USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The largest of more than 70 wildfires burning in the western United States has become one of the biggest in the history of the state of Oregon. The Bootleg Fire, which has been burning in and around the Fremont-Winema National Forest for nearly 2 weeks, has scorched more than 280,000 acres. Firefighters say they've been able to get it 22% contained, but add that a combination of gusty winds, low humidity, and dry vegetation on the forest floor has provided the fire with an abundance of fuel. The Bootleg Fire has so far destroyed at least 21 homes, with authorities listing more than 5,000 as threatened. And the death toll in a series of floods in Western Europe continues to rise as more than 160 people have been reported dead in Western Germany and Belgium. Days of heavy rains sent many small rivers overflowing in the region. Authorities in both countries say it may take several weeks before the full extent of the damage is known. Areas of southern Netherlands also experienced heavy flooding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
Apprehensions at the southern border reached a 21-year high in June. U.S. border agents stopped more than 188,000 illegal immigrants, which is the largest amount since March of 2000. The high coming as the Biden administration considers repealing Title 42, which allowed Border Patrol to expel migrants to prevent the spread of COVID-19. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says repealing Title 42 is a huge worry for agents on the border. He tells Fox News that it would only invite more people to the border where resources are already stretched thin.
It's one of the biggest worries that we have right now. When you talk about getting rid of Title 42 and you're talking about an unprecedented crisis that we've never seen before, and when we're dealing with so many people from around the world, not just Mexico, not just the Northern Triangle, but from around the world, and when you talk about getting rid of Title 42, all you're doing is inviting more and more people to come in. The numbers continue to go up month after month, which clearly shows that the Biden administration does not care about border security, and therefore he does not care about the safety and security of the American public.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new advisory from the Biden administration is likely to heighten tensions between Washington and Beijing. John Clemens explains.
As expected, the White House has warned U.S. companies not to do business in Hong Kong to avoid reputational and legal damages. The 9-page directive was announced by White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The bottom line is that businesses should be aware that the risks faced in mainland China are now increasingly present in Hong Kong.
The directive was issued simultaneously by the Departments of State, Treasury, Commerce, and by Homeland Security. The Department of Treasury took the matter beyond the warning by announcing sanctions against 7 Chinese officials for violating the terms of the 2020 Hong Kong Autonomy Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And beef prices have hit a new high without what would be considered the normal market pressures. Brad Bernards has more.
The wholesale price of beef was up some 40% in May compared to the average in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Curiously, however, there seems to be neither a shortage of beef nor a drop in demand. In fact, ranchers have so much cattle they struggle to get it off their hands, and meat packers, it appears, are running near capacity. From the USA Radio News West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.